We're joined this morning by McPherson College football coach Paul Merkowitz. And coach, it's been a long off season, but I think that now that Saturday's rolling around, the sun is shining, we're excited to get this season underway.
Mm-hmm. It's been a good off season. You know, I've been pleased with the things we were able to accomplish in the spring and things we were able to get done in recruiting. And so we'll just kind of see as we go along first game and how we deal with different things and see how the game goes.
Well, I think one thing I've taken away throughout the last month or two in getting ready for this season and talking with guys throughout the league is that you guys earned a lot of respect from teams last year with the way you played. And you can go back and say, yeah, it was a 3-7 record, but I think that we all know there were a few wins that were left out there on the table. And so maybe this time a year ago, you guys were sliding in a little bit under the radar. But this year, I don't think there's any team that will be overlooking you guys coming into this 2018 season because they know with the skill position players you guys have back and the season that you had a year ago that you guys easily could have been a 7-3, 6-4 type of team, and that now in 2018 the bar has been raised a little higher.
Well, you know, I think, you know, sliding under the radar and this our teams our terms that the media uses and that people use outside of the programs, you're preparing for your game regardless of who you're playing. And if you're not preparing the same way, I don't think people are all of a sudden going to go, you know, McPherson was better in this and better in this, so we better be ready versus what they've done in the years past where it's like, nah, we don't really need to be ready. You know, it wouldn't enter my mindset as a coach, and I would hope it would never enter anybody's mindset as a player. The people in the outside looking in, they'll look at it that way, you know. And so it's different, you know. And so we prepare for each week, regardless of what it is, exactly the same way.
You mentioned the off season and not only bringing a lot of new faces in terms of player personnel, but a new coaching staff pretty much as well. It's been a very competitive preseason. And really, up until today, all but about three spots on the depth chart were still up for grabs. And I think that that bred a lot of competitive culture throughout this fall and or throughout the end of the summer. And I think that's a good thing mm-hmm. heading into the season to have guys battling each other because you guys are still evaluating even into week one, into week two, and throughout the rest of this season.
And I think that's what makes a program strong. You know, you look at the programs across the country that have predominantly been at the top of their conference, regardless if it's Division I football, all the way down past NAI into Division III football. You know, if you have competition, you know, you want guys that are listed in that two deep as starters, you know, working as hard as they can to keep their job, and you got guys that are not either on that depth chart or two that are working to get to that place. And when you have that, then I think you can get better as the season goes on. You know, if you name starters and you're not willing to move those guys or make changes because you're afraid as a coach that a guy's going to mess up and something's going to go wrong and you're not going to give that young man a chance, you're not going to have any competition. And if you don't have competition, it doesn't matter what you're doing in life. I don't care if it's radio, media, banking. If you don't have competition, then you become very, very stagnant and you become very poor quickly.
I guess that means Steve and I have to really bump up the competitiveness over here at the station.
That's up to your boss. He can evaluate you how he wants to.
We're talking with McPherson College football coach Paul Merkowitz ahead of game number one this week against Bethany. I think one of the storylines that people will be following very closely, as it is throughout the country and throughout football, is this quarterback battle, per se. And I say battle in air quotes because these two guys and Jake Tiernan and Ed Crouch, I don't think there's going to be games where both of them don't get on the field. There is a battle going on, but these two guys are still really good between one and two. It's not like a backup and a starter. You have two starters that could potentially be playing at any game this year.
Well, when you started the question, I thought you were talking about Alabama in terms of their quarterback.
I'm taking Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, I don't have enough information to make a value, but you know, we've visited with both guys and or I have, I should say, and you know, one of the things that you have to understand, you have that battle everywhere. This is just more marquee because it's a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Who are you starting a tailback? who you start in free safety, who you start in wide receiver. Well, people don't talk about that. And, you know, when things are going to go well, we're really, really smart. When things are not going well, we're not very smart. And that's, I get that when I signed up, they don't have a class in coaching that says you're really smart, you're not really smart. You know, so over experience, you kind of learn that. But both guys bring a different skill set. And, you know, the one thing that's really important for them and us as a team is to block out all the outside noise. It's 2018. Everybody's got what they call their camp, their friends, their family, their supporters, and this, that, and the other. And they all think that they should be starting and they should be doing this, that, and the other. And what they need to do at every position is support each other, because really, to be honest with you, you can't have it both ways. And people don't kind of understand what do you mean you can't have it both ways? If you trust me to say that you're the starter, then you got to trust me to say that you're not. It doesn't really matter who starts, you know? And I guess I look at it the other way. If I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm going, this is a nightmare. I got two different guys that do something similar, so I have to prepare for both, but they also do two things totally different. And so, you know, as long as they keep an open mind and trust and stay within our team and be prepared, I think they're going to be fine. But the same thing, like I said, it's going to happen at running back. It's going to happen at center. It's going to happen at linebacker, you know, and that's just going to be the way it is.
Defensively, it feels like one of the things that you guys have been emphasizing throughout this offseason and getting into the preseason is improving that defense. Mm-hmm. And you can tell with the way that the coaches are talking in practice, and that's been a focal point to turn around, especially the pass defense from a season ago. A lot of new faces are going to be out there, but I think that you guys are starting to feel pretty confident about the unit that you're putting out there defensively.
Yeah, and you know, you always worry about that first game.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got guys that are in different situations that have never been in there, their competitive character, a lot of times what happens is you go back to what you know. And what we don't want is 11 different guys playing at 11 different schools. And we want everybody playing the way our brand of football and doing what we need to do. And so we've tried to put our guys in the best possible position for the last couple of weeks. We've got to do a great job of getting off the field. Sounds really, really simple. you know, as an offensive coach, I recognize the fact that the rules are really designed for the offense to stay on the field, you know. And so when you get an opportunity to make a play or you get an opportunity to create a turnover, you got to make it. I want our guys on defense to be excited about making plays and not that worried about making mistakes. That's going to happen. I don't want to see a guy running up the sideline for 60 yards, but if we're also turning people over three times and we're getting three and outs 50% of the time, if that's a trade-off, I'll take it.
As we transition into looking at tonight's game, taking on Bethany, do you like playing a team like Bethany in week number one that has already played a game? Are you indifferent? Do you care?
It's not in my control, so it doesn't really matter. You know, we've got to have a game. You got to have a first game. I don't know. I mean, I've played 11. I've played 10. You know, I've played a non-conference game, but what does that mean? You know, do you go in there? I mean, because, again, the people on the outside are going, well, this is a tune-up game. This is doesn't really mean anything. Well, no. In the national rankings, you need to darn near win them all if you're going to get invited into the 16. And so I don't know if there's an advantage or a disadvantage, to be honest with you.
And Bethany, they played against Benedictine last week, lost 75-7. You guys had a great battle with the Swedes last year. It extended over 2 days. Can we hope that we're not still going to be out here playing on Sunday?
Well, really, it was only one day. It was a lot of sitting around on a Friday or on a Saturday night, and then we came in on Sunday. And you know, I give them credit. They really accommodated us very well in a really bad situation with the weather. It's just this time of year. Sometimes Mother Nature decides to take over, and there's nothing you can do about it. But we're hoping the weather's pretty good, and we can get it all done in one night and feel good when we walk off the field.
We're looking forward to get week number one underway and getting this 2018 season underway. Coach Paul Merkowitz, good luck tonight.
Thank you.